Albert Brownlee, welcome.
Hello.
Now, you are nearly ready to bring the award-winning Broadway play American Son to the Embassy Theater. Congratulations. Why this particular story, and why now?
This story truly is all of our story. And why now? Because the messaging behind the author's intent is relative to where we are today as a nation, as a community, and as a people. It speaks to what has intrinsically shaped us, what has systemically engulfed us, and what we need to do to change that.
Mighty, mighty powerful. Would you give us a one-sentence scenario?
American Son is about a mother and a father whose son has gone missing. They are working in the middle of the night to find him and not having so much success with their local police department.
This is quite a story you're telling, Albert. What was the initial response to sharing it here locally once you had the idea?
The initial response from the creative team was definitely excitement, and we were overjoyed to gain the rights to the production itself. As I began to assemble actors and we began to read through the script, you will be taking on a roller coaster journey of emotions, highs and lows. There's laughter, there's sadness, there's tears. It is life crammed into an hour and a half of a theatrical experience that will leave you saying, I can't believe I just saw that.
That impactful.
It is very impactful. You will be challenged. You will hear things spoken on stage that we probably have thought or have heard in our kitchens, in our family gatherings, in the workplace. But they're all the things that people don't forwardly say to one another each day.
Was this difficult to cast?
The difficult part in casting it was finding the right persons who not only could act, but understood the message behind the show. I wanted to find actors and actresses who could embody the totality of this experience, who could handle the pressure this type of messaging brings, and then who could deliver it with such skill that you no longer see the actor, but you see the character right before your eye. I selected the cast members from individuals that I worked with and or had seen in other regional theater productions. Have a wonderful cast of players, beginning with Teresa Bray, Stuart Hepler, Tina Ganezras, and Joel Grillo. Amazing actors and actresses. It has been a wonderful experience, to say the least.
What a lineup you have there, indeed. And also, I understand there's a musical element, a bit of one, Albert. Tell us about that.
Music is my heart song. And so in most things that I do, I try to find ways that you can tell a story. I believe when you have a straight play, music isn't necessary, but it can sometimes connect with people in a way that the spoken word can't. We will be joined on stage with a wonderful string trio and pianist, Tommy Saul, who is well known throughout the community, and three amazing vocalists that will leave you in tears, Mickey White, Fatima Washington, and Melanie Celeste.
So you have added this, and what an addition it is, yet one more way to connect your audience to the action.
Absolutely.
And how do you hope it will resonate with all parts of the community, especially as a conversation opener on racism, inequality, and many of last year's injustices that are being brought to question now?
That's the whole impetus of the production, to create conversation, to create community connection, to allow an opportunity for us to assess where we are, how far we've come, and how far we have to go. Racial equality, social justice, and police accountability are things that we all need to be concerned about. They touch all of our lives. Whether or not we have seen or experienced those things firsthand, we have experienced it as a nation by video phones and cameras and what you read and hear about in social media. And the impact of that cannot be negated. It is time for us to address what is a systemic issue. This is not a one-off. It's not a two-off. There is a problem, and as a nation, we need to address that problem.
And certainly, as a George Floyd memorial, which is one wonderful reason you're bringing it to Fort Wayne right here and now, do you feel we're ready for this?
I do feel that we're ready for it. I believe that people are beginning to see and acknowledge things in a way that they haven't before. these issues aren't easy to deal with. They're not easy to channel. They're not easy to discuss. For many of us, we don't understand social injustice, and we also don't see privilege, but they both exist. The only way we can begin to unfold and create a better life for all is by acknowledging those two important factors and talking about it.
Great points. So back to your personal passion for theater, Albert, which certainly drives a lot of this. You're a product of Harvey Cox's era, Fort Wayne Youth Theater. Is that where all of this began?
A little story here. I was performing as a child. I guess I came out of the womb singing or something like that. And I got introduced to youth theater when I was in fifth grade. Someone had seen me in a production and they said, you need to meet someone. I met Harvey and he took me under his wing. I immediately was cast in a leading character and we performed on this huge stage, which we called the Performing Arts Center then. It's now the Arts United Center. That was life-changing. From that moment, I lived in the theater, whether it was through community theater, in school, out of school, even in church productions. Went off to college. Both music and theater and the arts in general were my life. I've had wonderful opportunities in all three of those categories, from playing musical instruments to singing background vocals professionally, even performing in regional theater and having a brief stint there of interest in Broadway and some success and callbacks and things of that nature. Theater, to me, is a wonderful way to tell stories, to connect with people who you typically don't see, who you typically don't know, and to share impact because it changes people. Live theater, unlike going to a movie, changes you because it's real people on real stage and you're in their presence and that energy passes back and forth and the audience leaves either being challenged, laughing about life, or learning something they didn't know.
And is it safe to say that whole spirit, that whole essence continues to drive your life's work?
It does. The theater definitely made me comfortable in public speaking and being in environments in which you're kind of on stage. And life is like that. Life is a stage in many ways. I've been afforded some wonderful opportunities. I'm the former CEO of Genesis Outreach, which is a wonderful organization and also the benefactor of any proceeds of this event.
And that's all about housing.
And serving families who are homeless, at risk, and are challenged in our local community. So when people come to support this show, we will not only be addressing issues that we have to deal with in this community, but they can also have the confidence that their funds are going right back in the community to also help take care of this community.
We can all be a change maker here.
We can all be a change maker.
Now, you also formed the Brownlee Family Foundation in 2019, and that's a great umbrella organization for all of the community work that you and your family immerse yourself in. This is the fourth thoughtful production you've brought to Fort Wayne. What makes the theatrical stage a particularly powerful platform for this very kind of interactive and quite cultural exchange that you are making your life's work?
I believe it's a safe way for people to have challenging conversations, then to actually grow and think about what I just saw, what I just heard, and what do I do with this information? People in the theater, they're safe because it's dark. Facial expressions, no one can see my face. When I am having a moment, it's all happening internally. It allows maximum messaging with critical exposure.
And maybe even that spoonful of sugar that makes the medicine go down?
It is. What I think is so interesting, the play is written by Christopher Demos Brown, who creatively weaves all of these really hard topics, but there are comedic moments. You will laugh at life. You will laugh at yourself because you will see yourself on stage in one or potentially all of the characters. And then you will cry because you will understand how much work we have to do and how life can suck. But as the saying goes, when you're given lemons, you make lemonades.
You got it. Wonderful sentiment. And this is a wonderful way to share that with the community. So now factor in your partnership with the embassy on this show and its presentation on that legendary stage. In your mind, what does that all add to the experience for the cast and the audience alike?
Well, first and foremost, much thanks to the Embassy Theater and its board of directors. They are dedicated to racial equality and to helping to change our community. So I presented them with a proposal about the event. They loved the idea, and we said, let's partner on this. Let's make this work. Let's get this message out to as many people as possible in our community, not because we're trying to make money. The embassy isn't making money off of this. The Brownlee Family Foundation isn't making money. We want to drive home the need for social change and what a community can do when it comes together in a unified effort to say, it's time.
Then what an amazing partnership this is. And certainly that stage, what an amazing platform.
Such a lovely platform, not just with the outward beauty of the theater, but the historical significance to be putting this production on for the first time on a stage that at one point in time, persons of color probably didn't get to perform there. To now have this multiracial cast bringing this messaging that isn't about people of color, it's not about the majority race, it's about all of us. It is phenomenal and an experience for the actors to be able to send out their voices to the community in a rallying cry from that stage and with those lights. It's really going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience for all of us, both the actors and audience alike.
And well-deserved. What an impactful moment, indeed. Meanwhile, how do you manage to find such savvy and popular pieces like American Son to premiere regionally? That's really quite an honor.
It is an honor, and I'm humbled. I want to take some of the credit, and then some of it is serendipity or the big man in the sky. You know, I am a theater buff, and so pre-COVID, I will catch a Broadway show. I like to travel. I will catch community and regional theater just to get exposure to things that are hot as well as things that I've never heard of. And American Son is just one of those shows that I happened to stumble upon in 2019. When I saw it, my mouth dropped open. And I thought to myself then, it'd be cool to do this one day. Needless to say, I didn't realize that someday would come so quickly, but it has, and it is truly an honor.
So what's next on the playbill and or the community front in the name of dialogue on all of the issues we've been discussing? Is there anything you can tell us about yet?
Well, one thing that is on the horizon is another installment of the NIA Awards. NIA is a Swahili word that stands for purpose, and it is an award that the foundation developed in 2019 to honor unsung heroes right here in Northeast Indiana. We were unable to do that event last year due to COVID, but we are looking to have a 2021 celebration later this year. And as far as theatrically, there are some great things on the horizon. I wish I could talk about it. But what I will tell you is it does involve music, it involves theater, and a wonderful partnership. And I'd love to come back and share more with you about that as we get closer to 2022.
We'll remember that, Albert. And last question, what do you hope everyone that encounters this amazing production takes away with them? And how do you pray this makes a difference?
I hope people walk away feeling motivated for change, dedicated to doing something, and empowered that I have a voice.
Fort Wayne native Albert Brownlee is producer-director of the Embassy Theater's upcoming regional premiere of American Son. Albert, we so appreciate your mission and your story. Do carry the gift.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.